From Radio Deutsche Welle, Melody Time. We invite you to join us now for half an hour of light classical music. I'm Paul Bendereau. Hello and welcome to Melody Time. Today's programme might be entitled Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About the Waltz, and that durable dance rhythm, source of countless compositions, and in a way the expression of an entire lifestyle, was of course associated with one city more than any other, Vienna. So we'll begin with a tribute to that city and musical metropolis. In bygone days, the Viennese would travel by carriage or even on foot to the village of Nussdorf on the outskirts of the city. Now, while the local wine was a big attraction, people came mainly for the music. And among the most popular artists were the Schrammel Quartet. Unlike most tavern musicians, all four of these men were outstanding instrumentalists. Johann and Josef Schrammel, the two brothers who founded the group and gave it its name, were also talented composers. From the very beginning, a big favourite with the public was Johann Schrammel's march, Wien bleibt Wien. Vienna will always be Vienna. And it's remained a favourite to this day. Hear now the Budapest Strauss Ensemble. Thank you. Johann Schrammel's march Wien bleibt Wien, with the Budapest Strauss Ensemble under the baton of István Bogár. Vienna has always been a great magnet for musicians, and many of the world's greatest composers wrote their most famous works there. And of course, Vienna is also the home of the waltz, whose direct musical ancestors were the minuet, danced at the royal courts, and the Ländler, a country dance popular with the peasants. If Johann Strauss the Elder and Josef Lanner can be described as the fathers of the waltz, certainly it will be fair to call Mozart and Schubert its grandfathers. After all, Mozart, an excellent dancer himself, wrote dance music more or less on the side. Minuets, contredanse, Ländler, and the so-called Deutsche Tänze, German dances, all precursors of the waltz. Occasionally, Mozart even gave a programmatic title to a particularly popular dance. Here's a nice example. It's named the Sleigh Ride, after the trio midsection in Ländler form. Willy Boskovsky conducted the Vienna Mozart Ensemble in Die Schlittenfahrt, the Sleigh Ride, one of three German dances, Köchel 605, by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. We'll continue our look at the antecedents of the waltz with a minuet written by another great Viennese maestro, Franz Schubert. Unlike Mozart, Schubert was no dancer, but he did enjoy improvising dance melodies for his friends. Afterwards, he'd often write down the ones people seemed to have enjoyed the most. Even in his great symphonies, Schubert liked to incorporate dances into the movements, entirely in keeping with the classical style. The third movement of his Symphony No. 5 turned out to be particularly popular. The minor minuet sounds just a bit melancholy, but the Ländler trio, which succeeds it, is, as we'd expect from a country dance, wonderfully cheerful and exuberant. The Cologne Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Günter Wandt, with the Menuetto from Schubert's Symphony No. 5. Third movement, Menuetto, from Franz Schubert's Symphony No. 5, performed by the Cologne Radio Symphony Orchestra. Well, at this point in our little look at the history of the waltz, it's about time we heard from the actual fathers of the Viennese waltz. The first name we ought to mention is Josef Lanner. As a young musician, before he even composed his first waltz, Lanner turned initially to the Ländler, the traditional country dances that seem to have inspired so many great composers. After all, Ländler were native to Austria and the Alpine regions for hundreds of years. So it's not too surprising that young Lanner called his first dance compositions Ländler, and his Opus 6 was even specifically entitled Tyrolean Ländler. We hear it now as played by the Vienna Biedermeier Ensemble.
Thank you.
Josef Lanner's Tyrolean Ländler. An inexhaustible source of Viennese dance music in the 19th century were the compositions of Habsburgian military band leaders, whose compositional activities weren't limited to writing marches. We could list a whole series of names here, and whether well or little known, all of them contributed greatly to Viennese music, writing so-called character pieces, as well as pieces in the very popular dance rhythms. A favorite of these Viennese military bandmasters was Jan Nepomuk Krahl. At some point, a lady inspired him to compose a dance tune named in her honor, Emilia, a mazurka, performed now by the Czech Philharmonic, with Václav Neumann conducting. Jan Nepomuk Krahl's mazurka, Emilia, featuring the Czech Philharmonic. Today's Melody Time has been a mini-survey of the history of the waltz in Vienna. Once the waltz was introduced, its success was meteoric. Not only was it popular for dancing, but it was also a tremendous hit on the stage and in the concert hall. And, of course, the name most closely associated with the waltz was Johann Strauss the Younger, who influenced virtually all phases of its development and set the precedent for succeeding generations of musicians. His writing was designed for both the dancing public and the concert hall. For his operettas, he composed absolutely enchanting waltz scenes. And one of the best loved is the scene from the operetta Eine Nacht in Venedig, A Night in Venice, in which, with his romantic tenor voice, Caramello praises the charms of the lovely women of Venice. Subtitled The Lagoon Waltz, it's a nice piece with which to say farewell for now. This vintage recording features the unforgettable voice of Fritz Wunderlich with the Berlin Symphony Orchestra under conductor Fried Walter. Melody Time was compiled by Barbara Anders and produced by Rick Falker, with help from studio engineer Ingrid Schauber. I'm Paul Benderow. Do join us again for Melody Time, a presentation of Radio Deutsche Welle, Cologne.
Neu, ob dir dein Liedchen auch traut.